Welcome to AI Marketing, a podcast for sales and marketing professionals that want to increase their sales, leads, and conversions through the use of artificial intelligence solutions. And now, here's your host, Mark Verdilman.
Okay, folks. Wow, this has been a while. I haven't done any podcasts for business in a long time. And so this is a pleasure. I was inspired by a presentation that I did yesterday at the DigiMarcon series. And what a great group of people. I was brought there. I talk about AI and marketing. And what I talked about was what I was doing with SmartBlocks, which is our tokenization real estate platform. I've got a YouTube channel for that, so I still produce a lot of videos and have for a long time. But, you know, this topic of how we market SmartBlocks with a small team is fascinating to me, and a lot of people wanted to know, okay, well, how are you doing it? Because we do put out a lot of content, and I can tell you it's just like me and one other person. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about how we did it, but I'm not going to reveal all of the tools that we use. You have to tune in over the next, I don't know how many episodes that we're going to do. I know in the last season it was about 40, so we'll see. I do this not just for me, because, you know, obviously I have a marketing agency, an AI marketing agency that uses AI in the marketing, but this is how I learn, and you can just learn from my journey. I think there's plenty of room for all of us, and as I said to the crowd yesterday, we need to all be on top of our game here because our jobs are going to change. There's no doubt about it. We've got to go from being the people hammering the nails and sawing the wood and all that to the architects. And eventually, we're going to have to be the owners of these projects. But now, and today, in 2024, we need to be the architects using AI to develop all this stuff for us. You know, build these big, beautiful buildings, marketing campaigns, however you want to look at it, leveraging these AI tools because they're powerful. And wow, I mean, the one I'm going to introduce today is one of my favorites. So we'll start off with a bang. But before we get into that, why should you, as a marketer, focus in on AI? And the answer is pretty simple. And I asked everyone in the audience to show hands who's using AI every day in their marketing, and only about 20%. And these are professional marketers. There was people from Netflix. There was people from big healthcare companies. There was quite a few people from, there's a couple of people from Amazon. So it wasn't like it was a crowd that works for mom and pop type of businesses. These are the biggest and best businesses in the country, if not the world. So I was kind of shocked by that. I thought, geez, everybody, surely they're using ChatGPT. But apparently some of these corporations are blocking it. And I remember, and I said this out loud, I said, I remember when this happened. When I wrote my book, Socialize, in 2012, I went and analyzed a lot of these corporations, talked to the executives. Back then, you probably don't realize this, but they were blocking social media in almost, I'd say, 90% of the corporations that were out there. They didn't want their trade secrets getting out. They didn't want their employees talking. It was that bad. And I kind of liken that to what's happening now with AI within these corporations. And I get it. You know, you don't want employees uploading this data and maybe their competitors or somebody else gets a hold of it. I do get it. But it didn't ring true for me in 2012, and it doesn't ring true for me with AI either. So the big news is at right now, AI is a $20 billion industry. It doesn't sound like a lot to me, but, you know, it's still significant, a lot bigger than some industries. But by 2033, they're estimating, and this is Predence Research, if you want to know the source, AI business to be $214 billion, which is a CAGR of 26.7%. That's growing as fast, if not faster, than tokenization is. So let's jump into why marketers really need to pay attention. And I'm going to relate it to my tokenization platform because that's how we're using AI. And I'm going to give you a big one today. And that one is called OpenAI Sora. Now, of the ones we're going to talk about going forward, this is the only one most people don't have access to yet because of some quirky things that it's still doing. But if you don't know what OpenAI Sora is, these are the same people that make ChatGPT. But imagine putting in a prompt and it creates a, you know, short film or movie. And in these movies are realistic, like really realistic, and they're good. Now, my understanding is also write the script, and then you just get like there's an audio AI tool that you can put in your own voice or somebody else's voice to do the narration over these things. And eventually, you know, you'll be able to attach it to certain actors. The AI will know which actors sound like what, know their personalities. We can go on and on here. So why is this important for marketing? Well, imagine how many iterations of a video that you can sell people, sell, how about send people, just to test those things out. And if you find that one is resonating more with everybody else, then that's something that you could send out to everybody else in your database. Now, of course, you know, it's kind of sounds like email, but this can be created in literally three or four prompts, and it's only going to get better. It's going to get to a point where you could develop a full-fledged movie, and it'll be hard to tell the difference between the actors in real life and what you're generating here with AI. Again, still a little kludgy, but what I want you to do is go find the Sora video called Airhead, and I want you to watch it. It's only like a minute and a half. It won't take a lot of your time. It's on Google, YouTube, and you'll see what I mean. Very compelling story, actually, for a minute and a half short film, and all done with graphics, and what I was told, it was done with just a few prompts of maybe some massaging here and there to make sure that each scene was the way they wanted it to be. But pretty compelling to see this happen. If you look at some of the other movies that they've done, or films that they've done, or videos that they've done, they said this was created with one prompt. I think the one where the paper airplanes were flying over the Amazon was done with one prompt. So if that's where we are in 2024, I want you to think 5 years from now, where the heck are we going to be? Are we going to have traditional filmmaking at that point? I think you still will. But you're going to be able to create content on the fly and do a lot of it. And so it's noisy now. You think it's noisy now. Wait until 5 years from now when it really gets noisy. But here's what's going to happen. It's actually going to get better. This is my prediction, okay? It's going to get better because if you can create videos this easily, why couldn't you hyper-localize that video for everybody in your database, just knowing a few things about them? Let me give you an example. Maybe my favorite actor is, let's say, Oprah. She's an actress, I guess. And yours is a talk show host, Ellen DeGeneres. Just making this stuff up as we go. Well, as long as Oprah gives you okay, you'll be able to get your information from Oprah. And I'll get it from Oprah. You'll get it from Ellen DeGeneres because those are people you like, and it knows who you like because you've asked the questions or it's learned from your behavior, right? AI gets really smart, really fast, especially if you have some sort of AI profile filled out to your tastes. I call an AI agent. It gets really interesting, really fast. Imagine videos tailored to you and your likes and dislikes and needs and cultural preferences. Essentially, it's developed on the fly to suit what that potential customer, what you know they like or don't like. How incredible is that? And it's going to be done on the fly. It's going to be video. You know how expensive that would be to do now? It's cost prohibitive. There's not a corporation in the world that's doing that right now. But with OpenAI Sora, very possible within 2 to 3 years, you're going to see that happen. Now, let's just say 5, so you're not calling me in 3 years and saying, ha, 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 you didn't predict this one right. So I want you to go check out the videos on YouTube and let me know what you think. Let me know if you think this is going to be a huge game changer in marketing like I do. I think it's going to be. No question about it. This thing works the way they say it works, and I haven't tested it out, so full disclosure. It's going to be off the charts amazing. So that is my big pick of the day. We're going to do something like that in every one of these episodes. I'm going to have a guest in my next episode. He's going to talk about what he's doing. And And we're also going to have him pick an AI marketing solution that he likes for what he's using in his business. And believe me, folks, I got like 20 more and I'm constantly testing these things. So I'll give you my unfiltered view of what I like or don't like about an AI solution, just to make your job easier, because this is the podcast I wish I had. Somebody going and reviewing all these things and telling me real world, because I'm using it in the real world, if this is something that makes sense to use or not. So just a short podcast today. We'll try to keep it pithy, because if you're as busy as I am, these things can drone on, and I'm not that type. You guys, anybody that's listened to me before knows that. Get straight to the point, add the value, let you know what's going on, why I'm doing it. I'm not here to make money. I'm doing it selfishly because I get to learn more about what it is that is going on in the AI world. And it's like every day there's like 20 things being released. Some of you might want to say, hey, I want to hire his firm. Since he's doing it already, come in and show us how it's done, and then we'll take over, or just come in and amplify our marketing times 10. And that's a fact. That's what these AI solutions are doing. We talked about Sora. There's hundreds of others that are very interesting and that can transform your business depending on what it is. All right, so that's it. Thank you for listening to our first episode of season 4 on AI marketing. You can go way back to 2019, where AI marketing first started, and then I went more broad after that, and now I'm back to AI marketing just because it's really become important for marketers to know how to use these tools and why they're important. Just based on my read of the room, there's probably 150 people in it. It kind of concerned me that these marketers from all these big companies weren't up to date on all these things, because I love the profession. I like people that enjoy marketing and appreciate the nuances of marketing. And I want to make sure that they're keeping up with what's going to happen, because their job's about to change tremendously. All right, until our next episode, thanks, guys.